Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Star Sage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa, the Shy Teddy?
It's the Shy Life Podcast. With me, Shy Teddy.
He's not that shy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, hello, listeners. What are you doing here? Yes. Hello. just a minute. I've got a text here. You're going to have to do the episode part without what? Oh. Hello, it's me, yes, Yeti Uncle John. Hello, it looks like I'm going to be doing the next episode. Yes. Yes, Paul's been away, recording overseas for a future episode, and we thought he was going to be back by now, but I think he's been slightly delayed, so... So, it's going to be me. Right. Well, maybe I better interview Dealey or something. Where's Dealey? Oh, I can't see him. Let's run the theme tune, shall we? And when you come back, I'll have an episode all sorted for you. Yes, it'll be perfect, absolutely perfect. Yes, let's do that, shall we? Yes, let's do that then. Good, great, fantastic. Oh.
Run the theme music.
Darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Shy Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's gonna happen today?
Well, you know I always like to practice these thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. Why do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go, here we are, right.
Thank you.
Hello again, it's me, your Yeti Uncle John. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Now, yes, whilst the theme tune was running, I quickly got on the phone to Paul and confirmed that he won't be back in time for this episode. The trouble is, you see, he's been away in Hamburg for Callum's birthday, yes, and he's been recording, and he'll have an episode that'll be soon coming up from Hamburg, yes, and very very good it is, very good it is, I believe too, yes, and what am I saying? Oh, sorry, I went a bit from a daydream. So yeah, he's been recording. It's been very good. He's still recording actually. Trouble is, when he gets back, he was hoping he'd have time to finish another episode that he was going to finish. And I doesn't think now he's going to have time to do that. So, yes. So he wanted an episode to go out. So he said, just do one. yes. I haven't said what episode bot. What number episode is this, please?
82.
Thank you. Sorry. Maybe you should be doing this, episode bot. You're better than I am. I've got this message now. It's from Paul. I got him to record it quickly. So some of what I've said, he'll be saying again. Hello, listeners, it's me, Paul. Hi, how are you? Now, listen, I'm in Hamburg still. I'm with Callum for his birthday, and I'm recording. I've been on a boat. That's very exciting. And wherever I was, oh yes, I've been on a day trip to another German town, Lübeck. That was very nice. Had some wonderful food, and we've been recording, and I was hoping that I'd have time to come back and edit another episode, because then I'm going straight off to Jersey. I had 36 hours in between, but I don't think that I'm going to have time. So I've asked John if he'll take over. Now, I've recorded some poems, so you'll get some poems from me, and so you can always fast forward through them. Ha ha! You better not do, you cheeky monkeys. So I will hopefully be back in charge next episode, once I get back and I can start working on that. I've got so many episodes, so many things to share with you, but yes, because as I say, once I get back, I'm off to Jersey, which is where we are. This is where we're sorting this whole business out between Bettina and Aunt Tappy, and there are some things that need organising. I'm hoping to record some downtime sort of stuff as well, just some, if I get a spare minute to myself, I'd just like to sort of tell you a bit more about Jersey, because it's somewhere that I went to a lot as a kid, but we'll see. There are so many, even the episodes that I have like ready in the archives to share with you, they still need editing. So I just think that it's best that Yeti Uncle John takes over, and he just pops out the file at the end with the minimum of editing, and it'll be good. It'll be fine. He'll be fine. He will. He will, I promise. Now, I might do another little sort of goodbye at the end. But anyway, I'm handing you back to Yeti Uncle John now. So you have a nice episode with him, and I'll speak to you soon. Go on, John. I know you can do it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, thank you. Yes. Now, now, well, I was hoping to speak to Dealey, but he's asleep. And actually, sometimes it's better just to let the beast sleep, because, well, you know what he can be like. Now, I've got a few people to speak to. And I actually, funnily enough, I went to see somebody yesterday, and I've recorded a little chat with them, but we'll talk about that in a minute. There are a couple of things I've recorded, so I suppose we could, yes, I could probably use those. I was just, funnily this happened actually, because I was, I was just practicing with a few recording bits that I'd, I think I will play you this little chat I had with Cromarty the other day. It was very brief because he was heading out somewhere. I don't know where he was off to, but he was being very cagey. But he's not got back, so it would be nice to have some contribution from him. This is me and Cromarty the other day. Oh, hello, Cromarty. Where are you going? I'm going out now. I have to be going somewhere. All right. Where are you going? I am going to see my sister. Oh, really? I didn't know you had a sister. No, I did not know either. I mean, I did not know that. No, I have not spoken very much about her. No. I must go. I have a plane to catch. A plane to catch? Yes, that is right. A plane to catch, yes. I must go to the airport. You're not going to Hamburg, are you? I mean, that's where Paul's gone. No, I'm not going to Hamburg. I'm going to see my sister. All right, then. All right. Have a nice trip. It's gone, isn't it? Oh, he's gone. So there you go. He's, he was very brief. And, I don't know where he was off to. Off to cause mischief, no doubt. I have another thing I pre-recorded because I went out yesterday, but I won't say anything yet. I've got my little list here of things I want to cover Now, good. Yes, sorry, I'm just looking whilst I'm thinking. So, Cromarty's gone. Dealey's asleep. We're going to speak to Damius pretty soon. Yes. Right. Damius, yes. Damius is, yes. I did record with Damius. See if it came out all right. And we've got Bettina's coming in. She's definitely going to be in here, coming in here later. So so that would be good. Now, what have I been up to? Well, not a great deal, but I want to. Well, one of the things I have done is, I suppose I could. Let me play you this. Yesterday, I went to see somebody, a friend of ours. Well, you know, a friend of ours. You know, from the show. We haven't heard from him for a little bit. No, we ain't. No, we ain't. Not. No, we haven't. Yes. Right. Here we go. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yes. Hello, listeners. I'm doing a little interview. I'm here doing a little interview, and Albert the Dragon coming up now. Yes.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Albert the Dragon. How are you? Are you? I can't hear them.
That's all right. No, you won't hear them. They're listening now, but, you know. So, listeners, if you remember Albert the Dragon, right, if you haven't been listening, you ain't been listening to all of the episodes. Albert the Dragon, he came to live with us. So, well, he appeared on our doorstep back in April. Yes. So, it was not long ago. We took him puppy walking.
I think I took you fucking... and he said a rude word. I think I took you puppy walking. because I was better in control than you were.
Well, yes, this might be true. This might well be true, yes. So at the moment, Albert is at the puppy walking school. He's doing really well. He's doing really well indeed. And... you know, we're really proud of him. So they've actually asked him to stay on and be like a role model to the newer puppy dragon-y things, whatever's here.
Oh, you need to do better research.
Oh, yes. I most probably do. Now, So, I'm sorry, I'm not very good at this. I drift off. So you've been doing all right then?
Yeah, I've been doing all right. I've been doing all right.
Oh, that's right.
How have you been doing?
Yeah, I've been all right.
How's Paul?
Paul's fine. Yes, Mr. Yeti, yes, he's fine. Everybody's fine. Dealey's fine. Oh, there's an alien living in the house. His name's Ick.
I like the sound of that.
You like the sound of that, do you?
Yes, I like an alien. If he's a friendly alien.
Oh, yes, it's pretty friendly, yes. So it's good that your training's been going all right.
I know, it's very clever. I'm very clever. Yeah.
Are you made any friends?
Everybody's my friend, yes. Everybody is my friend. I tell them jokes and they like that.
That's good. And what about favourite food? Your food's good here, is it?
Oh, yes, food is good. Yeah, I took over in the kitchen with a little job. You know, sometimes when, like, creme brulee...
Creme brulee. What's the creme? What's that? I think I do know that.
It had a top on, like a crispy top, sugary, and it needs to be burnt. So I breathe on it, and it makes it all crackly.
Oh well, you've got a good job there then. Oh, people must be very pleased. And yes, I suspect if you need to do toast, then you do toast for them.
Oh, sometimes. I tend to, you know, well, not always. Too much bread isn't good for you, no.
Oh, yes, I know that. My doctor's told me that. And, well, it's been good catching up with you, Albert, and we're going to go off and get an ice cream now, aren't we?
Yes, I think so.
You got any money? I haven't got my wallet with me.
Yes, I've got some money. See you again, listeners. Bye-bye.
It was really good talking to Albert, and I'm sorry I didn't have the best questions. I'm not, you know, I was just doing practice. Yes, and I spoke to one of his, somebody who looks after it, well, like a mentor or something.
Oh, yes, darling. Oh, Albert. Oh, Albert is wonderful. Oh, he is a model student. That's why we asked him to stay on. He's such a good little student. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he leads by example. Yes, yes. Oh, we love Albert here. Oh, we hope he'll stay for a long time.
So there you have it. Yes. Yeah. She's all right, that bird, I must tell you. Oh, anyway. She was, she had chocolate obnobs. She did. She had chocolate obnobs, and she had a really fancy tea, and like, you know, that Earl Grey. Yeah. Oh, dear. Earl Grey and chocolate obnobs. That's the way my heart is. Still. Anyway. Right, so that's the end of my little interview with, yes, updating you on Albert. Hello, listeners, this is me again, Paul. I've recorded some poems just to help Icky Uncle John along. I'll read two now, and then I'll read two later if you'll insert them into the episode. Now, this is called Cloth Ears. It's from my book Shy Yeti's Incredible Pie Crust Collection from 2008. Cloth Ears. They call him Daffy Cloth Ears, but he doesn't bat a lid. They think he doesn't listen, no, they claim he never did. But he cannot hear them talking, because he keeps stuff in his lugs, like his pet badger Montgomery and some odd prescription drugs. They call him Clumsy Cloth Ears. He never seems to hear a thing, but he's got bats inside his belfry and a wooden curtain ring. There's a 5-stone baby bunny and a cash-strapped bungalow, and a lovely misty mountain with a covering of snow. They call him Lazy Cloth Ears. Seems he's only half aware. It's like talking to a brick wall and his family despair. But he's oblivious to them, see, because his ears are full of wool, and a bathtub filled with porridge and a geriatric bull. They call him Master Cloth Ears, for he wears a vacant look. When they give him their instructions, he never does things by the book. There's so much going on inside him, so many voices in his head. A giraffe in a kimono, and a seahorse made of lead. He is such a stupid Cloth Ears, he doesn't hear a word they say, because the earwig in his ear hole has a curious bouquet, because the mouse, who is its neighbour, has been up late gnawing cheese, always tap-dancing on the tables with a harem full of bees. Yes, they call him Daffy Cloth Ears, but he simply tunes them out. He is retreating further inward, so he never hears them shout. His friend, the green anteater, is far more exciting as it goes. So he's packed his bags and gone to live inside its large green nose. There you go. I don't think that's one I've ever performed. I think there might be a reason for that. Ha! This one's called There's Someone for Everyone, Even for You. There's someone for everyone, even for you. They may be a tad shabby, they may not have a clue, but it's good, you'll be well matched, have things in common and stuff, like being so hopeless and looking dead rough. There's someone for everyone, and you're no exception, with your mad bloodshot eyes and your ruddy complexion. Some folk like that in men. Some will like when you're leering and dribbling stupidly. Some find that endearing. There's someone for everyone, at least that's what they say. But you might have to kidnap them or perhaps simply pay. It's worth making a plan, try to figure it out. With a few friendly words, get a snog from a trout. There's someone for everyone, I'm not making this up. They might cower away, not drink from the same cup. But that's better than nothing, you must take what you can. A 10-foot-tall prima donna whose sideburns overran. There's someone for everyone, I want to give you some hope. Why don't you pray for forgiveness or just call up the Pope? Would be something worth trying, hey, what's left now to lose? Just simply don't mention the state of your shoes. There's someone for everyone, just perhaps not for you. I'm afraid what I'm saying might turn out to be true. You're an arsehole, my dear, and you never stopped lying. There's someone for most folk, but as for you, I'd stop trying.
Oh, has it stopped? Oh, blimey, has that tape stopped? Sorry, listeners, sorry. I was just having a whittle. It's just that... Oh, I've tripped over myself. Oh, blimey, sorry. Sorry, listeners. Oh. Sorry, I was just having a whittle. It's around lunchtime, you see. I don't know, that's an excuse for me to have a whittle, but I need to have some lunch, and I've got some washing to do as well. House is empty at the moment. So I'm just going to have a bit of coffee. It's cold, but... Oh, dear. It's cold, but it's better than nothing. So that was some poems. I think there's some more poems coming up later. Yes. Right. Now coming up next is something that Damius sent in. I don't quite know where this fits in, what episode it was supposed to go in, but it sounds all right, so let's play that.
Hello, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I just thought I'd I just begin to speak a little bit about, what it's like to be a famous actor. Yes, I don't actually know much about being a famous actor, but I have met a lot of famous actors. I've often been in scenes with famous actors. Do you remember that play I was in, Art, where I played, just that painting? I was there, there were lots of other famous people on that stage with me. And yet, I was there with them because I didn't have speaking lines. I'm not always a speaking actor. I just sometimes exist on stage with a hat stand or a chair or a table or like a picture in this case. So, yes, I don't like to name names, and I know other actors are like this. But, what can I say? I don't like to tell bad stories about people I've worked with because I am sort of known as being a sort of chameleon when it comes to the acting world, I meld in and people don't always realise I'm there on the actual, stage. They don't know, they don't realise, and they'll say things. They'll say, did you notice she's got, a big nose, or she's had her lips done, or I don't know, actors who are like know each other well, I think they're having a private conversation and forget that I'm there. Yes, I know. Oh dear. There is often a lot going on behind the scenes with other actors. They're having their little love affairs, whether it be, the leading man and the leading lady, or it could be the leading man and another leading man, or two leading ladies. It could be all three of them. It could be all manner of things. I have to say, Oh, well, I've certainly met my fair share of lovers on the stage, you know, but they're not always available. Sometimes they like to tease. Sometimes they like to tease and, you know, they don't realise what effect they're having on you. You know, they just think, oh, silly Damius, you know, he's not important. And they'll say something like, oh, Damius, you're so lovely. Damius, you're so lovely. Oh, how handsome you are. Can I sit on your face? That's when obviously when I was being the chair. You know, oh, Damius, can we hang our coats on you? Oh, Damius. You know, it's sometimes it can get you down, because obviously, you know, I'm human. I am human. I don't know if you realise that. I am human, and I have emotions. I have feelings, and these girls, they say things, and I take it to heart. You know, I mean, that was when I was younger, but, well, you know, people say you get your heart broken all the time, you know, but I think it's that first time you get your heart broken, that is the time that does the damage. You know, any time after that, you're just repairing the broken heart. A broken heart does not repair, not fully, not properly. You know, if it does, then it was never properly broken in the first place. You know, that's what I say. No, a broken heart happens once. It can be repaired, if you're lucky. But if you bounce back so quickly, it clearly wasn't ever broken. And that is my belief, that is my true belief, because that is what happened to me. That is what happened to me, because I loved somebody so much when I was young, that when my heart was broken, I've never been the same, even though I have met other people, it's never been the same for me. It's just never been the same. And you know, because I'm an actor, I can pretend that I'm fine, and I'm the Joker, you know, and people will just forget about me. But I cannot ever get over that first breakup. You know, I was so much in love. I was so young, and you know, I thought she would love me, and you know, I've forgiven her now. I've forgiven her, but I don't think she even notices me. I don't think she even realises. This is the worst thing of all. When you have a love and your heart breaks and the person didn't even realise you were there. That's the worst one of all, because, you know, what was it for? Oh, my heart was damaged, and it was damaged because, and she wasn't even listening, she didn't even care. Oh, I used to send her letters, I used to say, oh, how much I love you. Bettina, you are the woman for me, and please, and I love you so much, and please, anyway. Anyway, that was then, and things are fine now, and I just, like, you know, I think I need to go and have a lie down now.
Yes. Oh, well, that was a nice little story about... yeah, well, it's nice to hear Damius. Did he say... Anyway, yes. Damius, have a lie down. You deserve it. Yes, what's going on? I think there might be some more. Are there more poems? I've got something here. It's Charlie. Charlie was here. Yes. Listen to Charlie. Yes, this is good. Yes. Blimey. Damius. Damius. what? Hello, this is me, Charlie Girl. How are you? Yes, I'm just making a cake. It is a special Bulgarian cake. It is a pie cake. Yes, it's made out of pies. Now, you get the pies, and you hit them with a hammer, and they fall apart. And now, you know, some people say, how can you treat a pie like that? How could you treat a pie like that? How could you hit a pie with a hammer? A beautiful, beautiful pie made of pastry, you know? Well, sometimes these things have to be done. And, you know, you have to hit the pie until it breaks. And then you put it into a cake tin, and you pour, like, chocolate sponge mixture all over it, and then you put it in the oven. And, you know, it works best if you're making it with chicken and a mushroom pie, maybe, or maybe something like that. So you bake the chicken and mushrooms pie with the chocolate sponge cake, and then you put it in the oven for about 10 hours or something. When it comes out, then you put it, covered it in frosting, or icing, as they say in the UK. So you would make it, so basically it looks very much like a Christmas cake, and you know, that's good. So then you can eat it for your breakfast one day. It's a very tasty little snack, just a little snack. And, you know, a cake, you know, I know the people in America, and well, I mean, there are people everywhere who eat, you know, a lot. And we're like that in Bulgaria. We always eat a lot. And a big cake, that would be like a snack. No, really, you're supposed to say, oh, no, you cut that cake up into lots of slices. And we don't do that. But you can do that if that's what you do. But if you don't, just eat it in one go. And you'll be surprised how nice the chocolate sponge and the chicken and mushroom pie is together. It kind of mixes in together beautifully, beautifully. And that's my recipe for today. Yes, Charlie Gus, recipe classes. Yes, it's the first one. This is, yes. I hope you like it. Yes, okay. Well, now, Charlie, that was... Well, I think we've got another one of those before the end of the show, possibly. Yes. It's always about pies with Charlie, I think. Always about pies. But why not, eh? Why not? And now, old Bettina will be here very soon. I think that... The postman just came, actually, by the way. There's a parcel here for Ick. So, yes, I've sent him a little message. Hopefully he might send a little message back, maybe. Let's see. But we're not opening the parcel. It's exciting. Exciting. Yes. Now, what's happening? Right. I think it might be time for some more poems. Paul's poems. Yes. Play them now. I need to go and have another whittle. Got two more poems for you here. First one is called Ogres on Roller Skates. Ogres on roller skates, giant lap-dancing elves. They're running around with no thought for themselves. They're weevils in drag, dogs dressed up to the nines, hedgehogs with candy to toast on their spines. Moody geese in gymkhanas, electric eels in the bath, angry wasps in pyjamas and cod on the hearth, mysterious monkeys playing chess in a field, telltale tits looking lonely because their lips have been sealed. Solemn skateboarding squirrels who are down on their luck. Yes, and smooth-talking sloths out to make a quick buck. Eager cattle protesting for some glib new campaign. Frogs riding roughshod clung to droplets of rain. Classically trained cougar who are sleekly coiffured. Pig-headed possums who are never deterred. Potty-trained puppies who just won't eat their oats. Partying meerkats who showed up dressed as stoats. Troubled terracotta otters, who are very quick to chip. A baboon who's had a barney and who has sadly split a lip. Artistic-minded llama whose pots are painted puce. Sheep shearers in a tizzy because they cannot take abuse. Bunny-hopping athletes with a hurdle yet to leap. Shetland ponies looking bony because they need to get more sleep.
a parliamentary mouse of commons, and his friend the faithful louse, who have endless weird adventures and keep a bear inside their house. Wizards riding on tricycles late and raring to go, and mercenary mermaids who charge for their show. Winged charges in motion, see them plummeting down. Sea lions with armbands to ensure they won't drown. Blue bottles in barbershop, singing songs to the night. Chatty cheetahs gone silent, fleas who no longer bite. Guess those ogres on roller skates, what a quite odd confection. And with a face such as yours, you should join my collection. Well, that's an odd one. I haven't read that one for a while. As I've been reading really weird poems this time, I'm going to read this last one. And, yes. She wore a seagull on her head. She wore a seagull on her head. It was this year's chic new look. She knew this as a fact because she'd read it in a book. Yes, she'd read it in the pages of some trendy fashion mag. It looked and cost $1 million, still just another showbiz wag. She wore a budgie on her shoulder because it made her look so now. Every time she ever wore it, she felt she ought to take a bow. Felt she should be on the guest list for some swanky gala prom. Even when the budgie pooed on her, she still thought she were a bomb. She wore a ferret as a headscarf. She really stood out in the throng. But it was very in her nature to be acting kind of wrong. For she used to feed it chocolate to ensure it didn't bite. Although sometimes upon the tube, 'twould give the passengers a fright. She wore a donkey for a brooch, although it seemed a little large, and when it ever saw a carrot across a field would surely charge. How the other fashionistas would all point at her in awe. If she ever saw their sniggers, it was something she'd ignore. She wore a wombat in her bra because it gave her lots of lift. She couldn't keep it quiet, though, had a tendency to shift, had a tendency to wriggle when she walked off down the street. She was often seen berating it, concerning some deceit. She wore a seagull on her head and a wombat in her bra. She always chose the freshest fashions. It didn't get her very far. But at least she did stand out, and at least she wasn't lazy. She thought she led the way in fashion. Secretly, she was just crazy. Keep up the good work. It's Uncle John. I'm sure you're doing an excellent job. I'll see you again soon, listeners. Yes. Okay, I hope it's been going all right. Bye now.
The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Oh, it's me again. Sorry, I was just eating sweets. So there's no sign of Dealey. I'm not going to wake him up because he's vicious when he's mean. Best to keep him... Yes, whatever. Sorry, I can't speak. This is why I'm no good at being like the front for a show like this. it's a good thing Paul's here most weeks. So we're nearly getting towards the end of the show, but I think, oh, thank goodness. Up in a second, we've got another one of Charlie's, Charlie's recipes, and then straight in, I think Bettina will be here. All right, yes, and that'll be about it, I think. Yes, right, right. Oh dear, pressed the wrong button. Right, Charlie. This is me again, Charlie. I'm making pies. Yes, making pies. And the best thing to make pies out of is pie. So yes, if you open up the fridge and you see a pie, it's there. Yes, so you take out the pie, and then you put it. Maybe you put it in the oven, or if it's cooked, you don't need to. You can just chop it up, and or serve it up with some salad. Some people have salad. I just have another pie with my pie, but if you like it, you can have it with a
you can heat it up for like, I don't know, whatever. It depends if it's already cooked. If it's fresh, then, well, people say you need to cook it for a certain time. But, you know, my belly, I can eat anything really. But, you know, you're supposed to put the pie in, follow the recipe on the box, put it in the oven, take it out, eat it, and then, you know, because the first pie you eat, you're so busy thinking, looking forward to this pie, that you don't actually taste the pie that you're eating, so that you need to make another pie. You need to make another pie after that, or have another pie on standby, at least, depending what size the pie is. So, you know, have a pie, have a second pie, and then maybe have another pie, because, you know, you'll be thinking, oh, this pie was so good that you'll only be... It takes a while for it all to sort of circulate in your brain, or at least it does for me. And so take the pie, eat the pie, and then if you're going to have a dessert, why not have pie, like cherry pie, apple pie, gooseberry and fig pie, toenails pie, you know, ant pie. They're all good. Put some custard on it. You can have it cold, you can have it hot, do whatever you like, but, you know, best pies are from Bulgaria. Best pies are on top of that are pies that are made in Bulgaria by Charlie Gurr. Those are the best pies. The best pies of all are the pies that Charlie Gurr makes in Bulgaria and that he gets to eat himself, so you won't get to eat them because, you know, I'll be eating them, so don't even try and get to that level. The levels above what you'll ever achieve. Well, I just want to tell you what it's like. It's brilliant. It's really brilliant. Being brilliant, being me. Being like me, Charlie Gurr. Do you want me to do a song now? Shall I do a song?
I am Charlie Gurr. Oh, yes, I am. I am but a bear. Oh, yes, I am. But I'm a very special bear. I'm incredible. And I like to eat a pie, yes I do, I do. And
it's just the start of a new song I'm writing. It's taking me down to new territories that I've never done before, where I'm writing about myself and about pies. You know, it's slightly different than the ones I've done before, which have been songs about myself and pies. This is about pies and myself, so, you know, it's quite a different spin on things, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But if you don't, then, well, you are dead to me. So, and anyway, go and have a pie now. I'll let you go and have a pie, and I'm going to have seven. So go and do that, and I'll eat the pies. And you can eat the pies too. I think that's good, yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Can I have a pie now? Bring me my pies.
Dear, oh dear, darlings. That bear, oh, he loves a pie, doesn't he? Doesn't he love a pie? Well, we all love a pie. What can I say? Now, let me see. Now, oh, I need to find the date. The Pride 48 streaming weekend, that's coming up from the 23rd to the 25th of June. Yes, 23rd, 24th, 25th. Yes, and that's on Pride 48, so do make sure that you're going to be there for that. Now, yes, right, John has vanished. I think he's having, I don't know. I don't want to know. Oh, darling. I hope this episode is... I only got the call about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago. Please, come over. Can you come over? And did you do this? So, yes, I'm here. I hear Paul's still away in Hamburg. Oh, I love Hamburg. I think we'll all get to hear what he got up to. I'm sure that's... going to be great fun, but I hear that there are some questions for me. Wow, this is the first. Well, not quite. I think I've had one or two before, but so let me see. I don't have the names of the people who've asked these questions, but anyway, I will do my best to answer them. Now, the first question is, it's not so much advice, but I don't mind. It's fine. I can still, you know, I can still give my opinion or my experience. What is the worst rumour that you intentionally participated in? Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I've been in these circles. Rumours are like the lifeblood of celebrity the celebrity world. What is the worst rumour that, well, I, well, I can't mean well. I really went to town with this one. Yes. It's not so much a, well, I was young, I was foolish, but, well, I'd been having some surgery, let's say, some facial surgery, and my face was a little bit bandaged, but obviously, I couldn't not go out, but I wasn't, I couldn't bother to dress up, no one could see my face, so, you know, I dressed differently, perhaps, than I would usually, and I didn't trumpet my arrival when I arrived in the Ivy, but I was chatting to people, and people were very nice, and I realised that people weren't realising who I was. They didn't realise it was me, Bettina Dupre. They thought, I don't know who they thought I was. Perhaps they thought I was from, you know, overseas. Anyway, so I started a terrible rumour about myself. Although it wasn't really terrible, I started a rumour about, I said that I'd heard how wonderful and wild Bettina Dupre was in the bedroom. Yes. Oh, yes. I started this rumour, and, you know, up until that point, I had, you know, I'd met a few nice gentlemen, but, and one or two nice ladies, but I'd never, you know, it was just, you know, I was only beginning, you know, on my way up, as it were. Oh, my goodness. So yes, I started this rumour about myself, and it really took off. So when I came back about 6 weeks later, once my face was all healed and I was looking gorgeous, and I started to dress back up in my, you know, what I was expected to dress up in, and everybody was knocking at my door, as it were. Yes, that was all my... I mean, I am a very good lover. I really am. You just asked Nathan. Yeah. Oh, that was me. Years ago now, it doesn't matter. But, I started the rumour, and I am a very good lover. But, you know, people who are good at things don't always get the appreciation that's due. And I was still, you know, I was still quite, new to the business. If not new to the bedroom. Oh, golly. Let's ask her. Let's get into another question, please. Oh, dear. What a strange question. I don't think this is meant directly for me, but let's ask, if a person has no teeth, then they can... What? If a person has no teeth, then they get turned into a... If a person has no teeth, then they get turned into a vampire. Would they be able to suck blood, or would they have no fangs? I have no idea, darling. Ask a vampire. Ask a toothless vampire. Now, I would say, from what I know of vampires, darlings, I would say that because... Oh, well, I know, when you get turned into a vampire, not that I've ever been turned into a vampire. I've been turned on by a vampire, but that's a different story. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. What I was trying to say was that, yes, I believe that, you know, vampire kind of restores you. You might be dead, but you're kind of better than a zombie, say. You know, you're quite powerful. Vampires can be quite powerful, quite strong. And I think that it's possible that your teeth would just grow back, darlings. I think so. Your teeth would probably grow back, and you'd probably get your fangs, so I don't think you need worry. So if it's a problem, I don't know. Yeah. It's not something I'd like. No, I have no problem with vampires, but I don't want to become one. I drink my own elixir, let's say. Yes, I'll say that one for another day. Yes, what do you don't think I look? How can one look as gorgeous as I do without drinking some elixir or other? New question, please. Oh, when they ship styrofoam, what do they pack it in? Darling, this sounds like a joke. I expect they pack it in bubble wrap. I don't know. What am I supposed to do with my life? Darling, live it. Do something. Paint, or write, or run. Do something for charity. you know, jump on the next plane to Portugal, meet a glamorous gentleman or a glamorous woman, tell jokes, be funny, you know, always be the one who tells the funniest joke. I'd say that is beyond anything else. Your life can be as miserable, as absolutely miserable as sin, but you need just keep laughing. Keep laughing. Absolutely. Tell the joke. Somebody will find you funny. Somebody will rescue you, no matter how bad your circumstances, no matter how bad your situation. You will meet somebody who will find you funny and they'll take you away from that dreadful, dreadful situation. You think I'm kidding? No, no, no. Keep laughing. Keep laughing, keep smiling, keep being positive. Don't let the bastards get you down. All right? I'm sorry. I just feel that's, you know, it drives me crazy when I see, you know, young people say, oh, I'm bored, I've got nothing to do. Oh, my goodness, there are centuries of books and centuries of information just there for you. You can go to a public library, you can go to a charity shop, you can buy something, you can do, oh, there's so much you can do. Whether you be athletic, whether you be creative, whether you want, just stop complaining. If you are healthy and you don't, you know, there are so many people who aren't healthy, so many people who have really, really bad situations. And, you know, middle-class kids moaning about being bored, shut up and do something. Goodness me, they drive me crazy. Some people just don't know they've got it good. They really don't. So it just makes me so mad. I'm sorry. Another question. I'm sorry. Ooh, I don't know if I need some more of my pills, darling. If you were ruler of the world, what laws would you make? Would that make Nathan my king and I'd be the queen? Oh, what laws would I make? Well, I'd ban Donald Trump for a start. I'd ban anybody who wanted to be leader for, you know, for their own personal gain. That's what's so dreadful, you know. You know, that's what a lot of politicians these days, they seem to be interested in. They seem to be interested in making themselves rich. They're thinking of their careers. They're thinking of, oh, I have this personal agenda I want to sort out. Nothing to do with the electorate, nothing to do with the voters. You know, oh, my mate at the pub, he wants to ban this or he wants to bring in this law and it's of no use to anyone but him and his rich mates. It's disgusting. It's despicable. So I ban all those sorts of people. Personally, I would not want to be the ruler of the world. It seems, you know, it does seem a lovely idea, but so many awful choices to make. And I would only hope that maybe, you know, somebody who was a bit more sane, somebody who was, you know, talked sense. But the trouble is, you know, there's so many crazies out there. What can I say? We better have a new question before I start talking politics. If you could choose an imaginary friend, who would you choose? What do you mean? who would you choose? Well, I've had plenty of imaginary friends in my time. Well, you know, they're just lovely people. People that agree with my points of view and people who are lovely to be around and good company. What else would you want from an imaginary friend? A friend, a really good friend. Oh, silly thing, silly question. Would you rather go into the future or the past? Well, I've lived in the past, I don't know. Further back than I've lived? No, I don't think I'd want to go further back than I'd lived. I think I'm quite happy being where I am, to be honest, but it would be perhaps interesting to see what lies ahead. I just hope it's better than, rather than worse, you know. It's difficult. I met so many lovely people in the past, though, and I guess I'd go into the future. Couple more questions? Oh?
There's been a technical hitch, just a minute.
Oh, here we go. It's come back up again. How many people have you given your heart to? Darling, that's between me and... Well, oh, well, I, you know. My heart is given to Nathan at the moment. That's all you need to know. How do you fall in love? I meet somebody and I get on well with them. I don't know. I have an answer to that. There are some dark questions here. I don't think I want to answer that one. This one. Oh, this is a good one to finish on, I think. If all the world's a stage, where does the audience sit? Oh, on my knee, darling, on my knee. I think that's... come on, join me. Sit on my knee. Oh, I'm such a flirt. Oh, darlings, this has been wonderful. I'll speak to you again soon. Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
It's happening.
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Pride 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this.
For the latest information, go to pride48.com.
Hello, this is me, Hick. I'm in Hamburg. Yes, it is a place where there is water. I have decided I do not like water. It has brought back some memories for me. Anyway, I heard there was a message to say that I had a parcel. I am very excited to hear about this mysterious parcel. I look forward to opening it when I get home. Please do not open it yet, Uncle John. I want to see it. Thank you for letting me know. Take care. Say hello dearly from me. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, there you have it. Well, that's good. Yes. Well, I think that is nearly it. One thing I have noticed, let me just check my list. Yes, Paul's poems. Yes, Charlie. Yes, Damien's. Yes, Bettina. Yeah, everything. That's everything, I think. Now, one thing I must say though, I didn't say in my text to Ick, was that this little parcel that's arrived. It's from Toppy Smelly. Yes, absolutely. Yes, exciting. Very exciting. Oh, I'm very excited by this. So, he signed it Uncle Toppy. It's good.
Hello, Ick? Oh, hi, Ick. This is Uncle Toppy. Hey, how you doing? Good, good, good. Hey, I'm sending you a present. I'm just letting you know beforehand. Well, you got to be a little careful with it. I'm sending you something very delicate. And you gotta handle with care. Don't worry, everything will be fine. But I hope you enjoy. Yeah, good. Okay, yeah, look forward to that coming real soon. All right. Okay, boo-boy.
Oh, very, very interesting. I wonder. Yeah, very good. Yes. Well, I think that's about it for now. No sign of Dealey, so I'm afraid he's missed out this time, I think. Oh, yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah, that's him, that's him. Oh, dearie, goodbye. Anyway, well, it's been a bit of a strange episode. I think there's been a few things happening, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll join us again soon, and next time we'll probably find out what's inside Ick's little parcel as well. Oh, I wish I could look at it. I wish I could open it, but I better not, and I'll get in trouble. Right, and there's loads of things coming up. Loads of episodes being recorded, so that's why it's a bit of a busy time for the show, and very excited about the Pride 48 streaming weekend on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of June. Yes, and yes. So, take care. Goodbye from me, goodbye from Bettina, Damius, well, Ick and Paul, I suppose. Goodbye from you, Charlie Gurr. Goodbye from Albert. Goodbye from Ick. Goodbye from Bettina. Goodbye from Charlie Gurr, from Paul. Goodbye from Bettina and Ick and Charlie Gurr. And, God, there's loads of them in this episode, isn't there? And from me and Ick. And Cromarty, yes, all Cromarty, yes. And Dealey, pretend Dealey, while I was doing the meows. And me, and Ick, and Dealey, and yes, and Paul.
Darling. Hello. Hello, darling. Yes, it's me, Dupree. Yes, it's me, Petrina. I can't say my own name, darling. Petrina. Oh, darling, I can't remember my own name. Oh, dear. It's me, Bettina Dupree. Yes, it is. Yes. You're very cute. You're very cute. Yes. Hello, listeners. I'm speaking to this lovely Dealey cat. He's beautiful. Aren't you? Aren't you beautiful? Yes. Oh, he's so sweet. Yes. Yes, you should have been on the show. You were sleeping through the whole of it. What a lovely Mr. Deals.
Thank you, thank you.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
So there you go. Oh, wrong voice.
I look forward to opening for a... I look forward to opening.